Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
I can't believe we're in the middle of August already, and that level of routine and trying to get back on track is just around the corner. We've been surrounded by barbecues and ice creams for the past couple of weeks. It's difficult to make the healthy choices. Temptation is just everywhere. Shelley Gray's a registered dietitian. Today FM presenter is with me on the line today. Shelley, why is it so hard to get healthy food on the go?
Well, I suppose I would agree with you and I would also disagree with you. I suppose if you were to go for the healthier options of snacks, like I was in a supermarket very close by to Marconi House yesterday and I was looking at those, you know, the energy balls and little farts of things, and they were about £5 for a packet. I was like, absolutely not. But if you do plan, there are plenty of affordable, nutritious options that do work for either single people like myself or indeed for, you know, busy families and tight budgets. But what is a little bit of an issue is the advertising and kind of the layout of supermarkets. Like if you were to think of supermarkets, there was actually really interesting research done just last year in Ireland. They looked at over, I think it was 36 supermarkets in Dublin, and over 60% of the shelf space was dedicated to those sugary snacks, what we would call HFSS, so high in saturated fat, high in salt, high in sugary foods. And then just about 30% of the shelf space was dedicated to your healthier foods, like your whole grain foods, your fruit and vegetables, yeah, your legumes. So they're more visible. There's more shelf space to the unhealthier versions. And that in itself can lead to us choosing less healthy options. But if you're to take like the affordable option tips, so rather than going for those expensive farts of things that I was looking at yesterday, just going back to basics. And I know people don't need a registered dietitian to tell them this, but looking at fruit and vegetables on the go, the ones that aren't going to get squished at the bottom of your handbag, like your apples, your carrots, maybe your bananas, your cucumbers, like bringing them, chopping them up the night before, having some hummus for your vegetables. Some people do like boiled eggs, not me personally, but they're a great nutritious option. So boiled the eggs the night before, chopping them up, putting them in a little bit of Tupperware, bringing them with you in the car into the office, or even things like crackers and cheese, again, a good old classic, or crackers and hummus. Nuts, I will always have nuts in the office, in at home, in the car. A handful of nuts are a great idea, or even popcorn, yogurts, trail mix. So just going back to the very basic, okay, less processed foods, and they tend to be less expensive.
Yeah, I often find, because just the nature of the show, from 12 to 2, if you want to have, you know, kind of a light snack, something before the program, if you haven't brought something with you, so in the days you're not organised and you haven't planned and you maybe run out to just get something, you know, really small or handy, I do struggle to find stuff that isn't, you know, the protein bar, or, you know, it's grand maybe here in the office, you can get a spoon for a yogurt or something like that. It can be difficult to find something that's relatively healthy.
Yeah, no, definitely. So again, I don't mean to repeat myself, but just going back again to your basics, your fruit and vegetables, nuts are always like, they're never going to go out of fashion. Yeah. People bake at the weekends. I bake at the weekends sometimes. So I think if you are into baking, you could do nice muffins, like whole grain muffins with oats and bananas and berries, or indeed make your own variety of those, you know, date and nut balls, whatever it is. But it is, unfortunately, it is about planning ahead. Yeah, and I'm not the most organized person, as you will know, but definitely having a little bit of planning will avoid that temptation.
Sarah Jane Tobin is joining us. Sarah Jane is from DMG Media. What have you noticed, Sarah, when you're on the go?
Well, like Shelley said, like it's convenience that kind of gets me. I'm terrible for planning ahead. Now, I'm trying so hard, Andrea. I was in Sicily in June. My friend got married and we had a massive blowout. I'd just done the mini marathon. So I was like thinking, oh yeah, I'm dead healthy. I can really let myself go. And I haven't really picked myself back up since. So the last couple of weeks, I've been trying really hard. I've been trying to batch cook on a Sunday night and kind of get my lunches organized to go into work. But you know what's after happening today? I've already eaten my lunch.
Yeah, I know.
And I got peckish, and I just said, no, I'm not going to go down and get a pack of crisps or the vending machine. I'll just have my lunch. So what I've done instead now is I actually walked around the corner, stuck on my shoes, walked around the corner, bought a bag of chopped carrots and a tub of hummus, and that'll do me now for the afternoon. I'm trying really hard, but it's so difficult. And I think as well, people don't really understand the labelling. That's something I've noticed, particularly working on the parenting websites. We have Every Mom and Roller Coaster with us here. And it's the labelling on the backs of bottles and stuff like that, that people aren't really understanding what the different qualities and quantities are and what they actually mean when it comes to nutritional value. I think one of the things that I noticed as well, because I'm a mum with my son and stuff like that, was it was kind of hard to get a lot of veggies into him when he was younger and stuff like that. But there are things out there now, like there's an Irish ketchup called Mama Bear that actually has more vegetables in it than just tomatoes, and it's lower sugar and it's lower salt. So there are alternatives out there, but people just kind of stick to what they know, what they're familiar with, and they don't really understand the labeling as well, which I think is kind of crucial. There are some fabulous influencers that you can follow. I mean, I think Sophie Morris is one that a lot of people follow. She does great things for, you know, alternatives and swapping things out for healthier alternatives and stuff like that. But, you know, you do need to be on top of your game.
Yeah, it can be hard. Brendan Kelly is Professor of Psychiatry at Trinity College Dublin. Brendan, it's hard, isn't it, for the 11 a.m. snack and the 3 p.m. slump to not reach for that little treat, isn't it?
It's very difficult not to do so. And eating is such an emotional thing and a behavioural thing. And it's hugely influenced by our emotions and by our behavioural habits. As Sarah Jane was saying there, it's so difficult to break these habits. And one of the ways is planning. Of course it is. Preparation and planning the night before and batch cooking and the various things recommended by Shelley. But we do tend to bring our emotions to eating. We tend to bring our identity to eating. We think, you know, and we feel very deeply about it. So it's such a complex part of human behavior. What we need to do is simplify it. We need to prepare. We need to generate good habits. And we need to make it easy to make the positive choices, which are so easy not to make at the end of the day.
Yeah. And I suppose, you know, particularly when it comes to the end of the week and you're exhausted as well, a lot of that probably fuels the, you know, the choices we make too, doesn't it? You know, it's kind of...
Well, it does, you see, because it's still a choice at that point. So we have a huge cognitive load, is what it's called. We're thinking about stuff, we're making decisions, we're doing work. So when it comes to eating, we default to the easier, more convenient options instead of putting in the thinking ahead that's needed. And we get decision fatigue. We just do the same thing again and again, which is why preparing at the weekend is such a good idea before the cognitive load, the burden of all the week's decision start to bear down on us. And then towards the end of the week, we opt for the easier option because we feel we've earned it or we deserve it. And we use food to reward ourselves.
Treat day.
Treat day. Every day is treat day unless we manage to prepare a little bit in advance and need to keep the treats as treats.
Yeah, Sarah Jane mentioned the carrots and hummus. Great suggestion, says this texter. I'm looking for a kind of a light snack to get me through the early afternoon. Another listener who's got in touch as well. Just on the nuts, I often find they're quite expensive to pick up on the go, even just small portions. Yeah, that's a fair point. That's one thing, Shelley, I often notice, you know, around the branding and the marketing of the so-called healthier options. That are, you often see words like, you know, honest and organic, and it doesn't necessarily mean that they are any better.
Yeah, that can be true. I will say, don't be afraid when it comes to the foods that we see in our shelves. Like if they say it's high protein or high fiber, there's real strict rules and guidelines, particularly in Ireland and in Europe as well, as to what claims can be made on a food package. So if they say high protein or high fiber, you know, you can trust that that is the case. I would say there is a lot of scaremongering going on. So I don't want people to develop an unhealthy relationship with food or indeed labelling foods as good or bad. When we're talking about the less healthy versions of food or less healthy snacks, we're talking about the very obvious, like sugary sweets, sugar sweetened beverages, highly processed meats like your salty and cured meats. All those kind of very obvious things. But when it comes to normal foods, I would just say to be very wary of influencers online, you know, like running into supermarkets, pointing on labels. They have caused a lot of fear amongst consumers, unnecessary fear. But just to remind ourselves that, you know, our basic yogurts, or even if you want a flavored yogurt, they're fine. don't be afraid of emulsifiers, etc. They're not all bad. Some of them are actually quite helpful to us. Our sliced pan bread, that was the last thing I saw. People were like, oh no, you can't buy sliced pan bread anymore. You have to bake your own. I'm like, oh God, what has the world come to? So I'm like, going back to basic common sense and just checking those influencers online. Like, they can have great video, great content, but just check what, like, are they trying to sell stuff? What is their qualification? Are they a registered nutritionist or a registered dietitian? There is a lot of misinformation. They can be quite, believable, but just to be very wary of what you are consuming online.
Shelley Gray, registered dietitian. Sarah Jane Tobin from DMG Media, of course, Professor of Psychiatry at Trinity College Dublin. Brendan Kelly, thanks a million for joining us here on the programme today. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.